I think a couple days ago. Please let me know exactly when, but you reopened your business, Badger Combatives. Define the governor's stay-at-home order reopening plan, and can you tell me why?
So we decided after 2 months of being closed up, or around 2 months of being closed up, we just were not able to continue how things were for our family and our business itself suffering during this time. So we ended up hiring a lawyer and filed the proper paperwork and gave the city of Galesburg their copies, gave them 48 hours basically to seek an order of the courts to keep our business closed if they found that it was deemed to be dangerous to the community.
So who's, I guess, court is the ball in at this point? As far it's in, I guess, up to local authorities whether they wanted to file some action against you?
Yeah, after they received our papers, so papers got sent to Mr. Pettmeyer, Mrs. Gabriel of the Health Department, and mm-hmm. Mr. Idle of the Police Department, and they had 48 hours to contest us opening and seek a court order, and those 48 hours had expired. That was Friday, it expired, Friday morning, I believe. And so last night was our first full class. We had a small class on Friday, but Monday was our first full class that's opened back up.
Okay, great. And so you feel comfortable that the local authorities will not intervene. Are you worried about any sort of pulling of state licensures or anything like that, given what the governor has said in recent days?
No, we don't have any fears of it right now. Everything seems to be going very well. You know, besides business licensing that we have through the state, we have no other licenses through the state. You know, our lawyer has made it clear that he deemed us, felt like everything in the process was going well enough to open and have this process going forward. He's helped bunches of businesses across the state right now do the exact same thing, salons, restaurants. He's been active all throughout Illinois helping places get opened up the same way he did with us.
Mm. And I think it goes without saying, you know, being shut down for a couple months would certainly take a terrible toll on any business. But can you tell us a little bit about how the pandemic and shutdown has affected your business?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, it's our family business. So this is all we do is the gym. So, you know, it's hurt our family money wise. You know, I know there's been a lot of assistant programs out there, and, you know, we didn't qualify, just like a lot of places don't qualify a lot of those. For depending on what kind of business you are, how long you've been open, how your business is set up. So we didn't get a bunch of the relief that maybe some places did. And I know a lot of other small businesses were the same way. They were shut down and having to just rely on money that was saved up to survive these months. And we're at that point now that, you know, we've exceeded our savings and it's just time to get back open to where we were before so we can survive and get our business going again.
Under the governor's reopening plan, would it be, I guess my understanding was, is that by the third phase, you could hold maybe some private classes and then couldn't fully reopen till phase four. And as that stands now, I think that's like the end of June. Does that sound right?
I believe phase four was going to be a lot farther out than end of June. I think there were still restrictions with class sizes at that point, too. I think they said phase four, you weren't allowed to have, I believe, more than 10 people in a class, which for us, that wouldn't even come close to how many students we had. You know, before we had shutdown, we were at about 160 students. Average class was 20 people for us. Mm. So to open back up part numbers, you know, but yet have to go out and, you know, go back to paying full bills everywhere really wasn't going to work for us.
Sure. And now that you have reopened, are there any protocols that you're following that would make your clients that are concerned about COVID-19 more comfortable?
I wouldn't say any more comfortable than they were before. You know, we operate a gym, so we make sure that it's cleaned daily.
Yeah.
You know, we disinfect the mats and all the equipment daily. You know, that's something that we've always done, you know, to keep everybody safe. So we're not going anything above and beyond what we were before. And we're sticking to the same protocols that the state always required of us and everybody always required of us to keep clean. You know, we don't want our students to get anything from anybody. We're still letting our students know if they're sick, just like we did before, don't come to classes. You know, it was no different than before all this went down. You know, if somebody had the flu or something else, you know, we always ask them not to come to class or, you know, don't bring your child to class, you know, to keep everybody else from getting sick. So pretty much the same precautions. We're making sure, you know, everything's cleaned up for everybody to use. And after, you know, every night, it's the same thing.
I saw in that video that you posted to Facebook, Bo, that you said there were some people that came out to support your reopening, that some that weren't even in classes. What was that like?
Yeah, we had, I would say, anywhere between 12 and 20 people end up showing up. They saw the post. They support small businesses reopening back up. They came. Some people sit inside and watch our first class. Some people sit outside the gym and watch. We had lots of people driving by honking, too. That was another thing we suggested, that if somebody wanted to show support, they could drive by and honk. It was really, really great to feel the community stepping in and just, you know, giving us a pat on the back for standing up for our rights and wanting to finally get back to doing what we need to do. I mean, it's not just happening around here anymore. Like I said, there's salons. I just saw the Bar and Grill Poopies is getting ready to open this weekend fully for inside dining and everything.
Oh, the motorcycle bar?
Yep.
Yeah.
Up today. This coming weekend, they'll be fully open, even inside dining. So, I mean, it's to the point with a lot of these businesses, you know, and we've already seen it in Galesburg. Glow Bar's closed down due to this stuff. And, I mean, I think there's many other businesses that are right on that edge of not being able to reopen in our local town, which is really, really sad. And I think the community is just ready to stand up with everybody and show them that they're ready to open. You know, people that are sick obviously need to stay home and take extra precautions, you know, the elderly and the young. But people that aren't, they're ready to go. They're ready to get out there and support and keep our town functioning and keep our town alive and not, you know, closing down all these, you know, small businesses that we've worked so hard to get in our community.
And I don't want to dwell on the negative too much, but have you faced any negative feedback from anyone?
Absolutely. There's always negative with the positive. We've had some messages on our page. I think there was a few people that may have showed up. I wasn't outside during our first night open when everybody was there for support, but I think a few people walked by and ended up passing by with a few words. But again, there's always negative, and that's opening any kind of business, even without all this craziness going on. You know, there's always negative and positive people in the area.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been. There's far, far more support than there has even been close to negative so far that we've received, at least.
And just to kind of follow up on what we were talking about at the beginning, as far as the legal paperwork that you filed and everything, have you been in, or has your lawyer been in communication with somebody from the city or the health department or the state's attorney's office, or is it just the lack of action on their part after 48 hours that signals to you that you're good to go?
The way I understood it, in connection with them via the legal paperwork, explained to them that we were not given our due process and that the law requires us to have a notification of closure, not just saying, hey, everybody needs to close. And then after that, they received our paperwork, and they had 48 hours, and the lack of them deciding to come and give us paperwork saying that they wanted us to close because of the possibility of endangered communities, that's what gave us the right to reopen back up. So just like any legal process, you know, there's a time limit on everything. 48 hours was given to, again, the state's attorney's office, the Knox County Health Department, and to the police chief, just as a courtesy to him also. But they had the 48 hours to set their side and decide that we were not safe to open. And so in the end, the lack of doing so legally gave us that same opportunity to open back up.
Okay. Well, great. I don't have any more questions for you, but anything else that you'd like to add or anything else you'd like people to know?
You know, just that we are open, and we've been getting a lot of messages about people wanting to start classes already. So just that we're out there, and if anybody's interested in classes, starting classes for kids, adults, cardio, we have openings in all of our programs because we've kind of rearranged our schedule to open up more for everybody and just get a hold of us. And that we're just really excited to be open and hope that others follow suit. You know, we're seeing it all around the state, and hopefully everybody stands up and starts getting open and keeping our city alive and functioning.